Today, we are talking about how young professionals can stop contributing to retirement and still hit $1 million by 65.
Okay, wait a second. You are telling me I can just stop saving for retirement entirely, and I can still be a millionaire? Because honestly, Mark, that sounds like a scam.
It sounds crazy, but it is a real strategy. It is called Coast Fire. It is all about front-loading your investments early in your career.
So you just hustle really hard in your 20s and 30s.
Exactly right. You invest heavily until your portfolio hits a certain critical mass. Then you just stop saving. You let compound interest do the rest of the work.
That sounds way better than the traditional advice, honestly. I feel like we are constantly told to save a huge chunk of our income forever.
Yeah, Fidelity says workers should aim to save 15% of their pre-tax income every single year for 40 years. That is exhausting to even think about.
Who can actually do that right now? Rent is so high and groceries are ridiculous. Saving 15% forever feels impossible.
And the traditional FIRE advice is even more extreme. They want you to save 50% of your income to retire in your 30s.
Yeah, no thanks. I have student loans to pay off. I actually want to enjoy my life today. Saving half my paycheck is simply not happening.
You are definitely not alone there, Cassidy. According to a recent Bankrate study, 57% of American workers feel behind on their retirement savings.
I completely believe that. People are just stressed out about the future.
That is why Coast Fire is such a great middle ground. It gives you a realistic way out.
So how does this actually play out in real life? Let us say I hit this magic number. Do I just quit my job and sit on a beach?
Not exactly. You still work, but your relationship with work changes completely. Your job only needs to cover your current living expenses.
Because my future is already funded by my past investments.
Right. You do not have to worry about funding your retirement anymore. It is already done.
Oh, I see the appeal now. So if I hate my stressful corporate job, I could just take a pay cut.
Yes, you could work at a nonprofit or do part-time consulting. You just need to pay your rent and your current bills.
That mental shift sounds huge, honestly. You get the psychological freedom to step off the corporate treadmill, way before traditional retirement age.
Exactly. You can actually design your life around your current needs. You stop living in fear of the future.
But let us talk numbers, because I know there is math involved here. How much do we actually need to save up to make this work?
Well, a $1 million portfolio is a highly realistic target for most young professionals.
$1 million sounds like a massive mountain, though, especially since so many of us are starting from literally zero.
It is true. A lot of people are starting from scratch. The National Institute on Retirement Security found that over 66% of working millennials have zero retirement savings.
Wow, over 66% have nothing saved at all.
Correct. So if you have debt and zero savings, do not feel bad. You are actually in the majority right now.
That makes me feel a little better, actually. But if I am in my 20s or 30s, how do I get to a million by 65? Walk me through the math.
Let us say you are 30 years old right now. You want $1 million by age 65. That gives your money 35 years to grow.
Okay, I am tracking with you. 35 years of compound interest.
Right. If we assume a conservative 6% return after inflation, you need about $130,000 invested today.
Wait, just 130 grand? If I have that invested at age 30, I never have to put another dime in my retirement account.
Exactly. You just coast. And if you are 25, you only need about $97,000 invested today.
Because you have 40 years of compound growth instead of 35. That is wild.
Compound growth handles all the heavy lifting. You just have to get the boulder rolling.
Okay, but getting to 97,000 or 130,000 still requires some serious hustle early on. How do we actually get there?
You have to capture every free dollar your employer offers. The average employer matches between 4 and 6% of your salary.
So getting the full match is basically non-negotiable. It is literally free money that lowers your Coast Fire number.
Exactly. You might need to push your personal contribution to 15 or 20% for just a few years.
And you put that money into low-cost index funds, right? Just keep it simple and let the market do its thing.
Yes, keep it simple. You do not need to pick individual stocks. Broad market index funds are the way to go.
I really like the idea of hustling for a few years instead of four decades. It gives you a clear finish line.
And that is the whole point of this strategy. Coast Fire separates financial independence from early retirement.
You do not have to stop working entirely to be free from money stress. You just need to hit that one number.
Exactly. So your one clear takeaway today is to find your exact Coast Fire number. Use a basic compound interest calculator to see what principal you need right now. then log into your payroll system and increase your contribution by just 2% to start closing that gap. You can find more tools to help you do this at geldzak.com.